15.
Columbia, Houston, with you at Peter, configure AOS.
This is WA3NAN. We are changing our 40-meter frequency to 7.18 megahertz. That's 7.18 megahertz to avoid QRM. This is WA3NAN, QSY to 7.18 on 40 megahertz. Our 75 megahertz, 75 meter frequency is 3.86 megahertz, and we are also on 14.295 megahertz. This is WA3NAN with the spacecraft Columbia retransmission.
70 feet per second, 174 miles from runway.
WA3NAN, Club Station of the NASA Goddard Amateur Radio Club, located at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. We are retransmitting the Space Shuttle Columbia to Ground voice communications for STS-9. This is WA3NAN.
Flight Dynamics Officer reports everything good. Right on the nominal energy and ground track. Approximately 109,000 feet altitude, Mach 4.5, descending at 230 feet per second, 117 nautical miles from the runway. Chase plane now of the Columbia. 1, 50,000 feet, descending at 180 feet per second, 26 miles from the runway. Flight dynamics reports Columbia's flight path and energy looking nominal, approaching the heading alignment circle.
Columbia, welcome home, beautiful landing.
The crew in the orbiter now throwing switches in the post landing positions.
Updates to Echo.
Okay, you ready for the ETM local doors, Houston?
Roger, here go.
Okay, the RJDs are safe.
Roger, copy. RJD safe.
Doors are coming open.
Copy the doors. Houston.
you understeed.
Copy, Brewster, standby.
Number one, show southbound.
Roger, we copy, Brewster.
Okay, you want me to turn on the pump valve cool or not? I've turned off the control and closed the fuel valve. the front door purge position, right?
That's affirmative, Brewster.
WA3NAN,
Goddard Amateur Radio Club. We will be shutting down our operations now. Fantastic liftoff through landing. Really we all had a great time up here. At this time, I would like to let our audience know a little bit about what's been transpiring the past few days. First off, I would, on the air, this is KA3HDO, president of the club. I'd like to thank everyone in the Goddard Club and also the guest operators that have helped us out throughout this whole mission. We've been on the air, as some of you know, from a couple hours before the launch through landing 24 hours a day. The only time we shut down essentially just once, except for some problems with the rigs and that, we only shut down once for 2 hours, so we've really been on the air for about 10 days and 8 hours, and tremendous support from the club. I appreciate everyone that's helped in this, and those that are on the air in the club, and those that were guest operators, you know who I'm talking about. Appreciate it. A little bit about what we were doing here. Of course, we were retransmitting the space shuttle air to ground. Some information on equipment. We were operating 3 kilowatt amplifiers on HF simultaneously. Sometimes we only had 2 on, but a maximum of 3 HF amplifiers, kilowatt amplifiers on simultaneously, beaming all over the United States and all over the world. We're already getting signal reports from people from DX stations here. On 2 meter VHF, we were using a 500 watt amplifier into a 4 bay stack dipole. For your general information, I would like to thank everyone in the audience who have
sent the cards and letters and the phone calls. It really was fantastic. We really appreciate your support and all the support you've given us throughout this mission. And I'd like to continue to say we would appreciate those cards and letters. Keep those cards and letters coming in, because we'd like to show them to NASA and let them know how you feel about the space program in general and the amateur radio aspect of what we've been doing here. I would like to thank also, on the air, I would like to thank AMSAT for their support. I would like to thank MetroVision, who helps us with the amateur television stuff, actually set it up for us in this portion of the retransmission effort, and the Goddard Visitor Center here in Greenbelt, Maryland, and of course NASA and the FCC, who granted us permission to retransmit this space shuttle audio. A couple other things, about the card. Before I forget, like I said, keep those cards and letters coming in. Our address one last time, and let me give those who are looking for pens and pencils a little chance here to get a pen and pencil, a pen and paper, I mean, to write down our address. I'll give it in just a minute. For those that were on the HF bands and we might have possibly stepped on you, we couldn't listen in on just once in a while we could listen in. We're sorry for any QRM that we made to you. We tried to do this as a public service to everyone, all the hams and non-hams alike in the area, in the Washington, D.C. area and all over the world. So on the HF bands, we were sorry for the QRM that we might have made. Now, for those that have their pens and paper ready here, the address again is Whiskey Alpha 3, November, Alpha November. That was WA3NAN, Post Office Box 86, Greenbelt, Maryland, 20770. I would appreciate you continuing to send your cards and letters and on signal report. We'd like to know what bands people listen to. We want to get a feeling for what kind of audience we had. So, I would like to, at this point, before I close down, thank our club members for the fantastic support that they've given in this retransmission effort. WA3NAN is now shutting down their operations on HF and VHF for the Space Shuttle Columbia air-to-ground communication. This is WA3NAN.